The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Sleeps, where I, your host, DJ Papaya, will explore the world of sleep and a condition called insomnia, where each episode will be dedicated to exploring the vitality of sleep and the detriments of depriving yourself of it, alongside the implications that insomnia entails. Today's episode of Sleeps, we're diving into insomnia once again, and we have a podcast guest, my brother, Jose. I felt that he was a good guest for a podcast, as he also suffers from insomnia, and as we have differing perspectives on insomnia, I felt that it was beneficial.
Thank you for having me. My name is Jose, and I have been suffering with insomnia for the last couple years.
For me personally, insomnia more affects me in interrupted sleep cycles, so I can fall asleep easily, but I can't stay asleep, waking up in an hour to 30-minute increments for most nights. And on average, I say I would sleep about 4 hours or five, but this is also inconsistent sleep, so I'm not in rhythmic sleep. But how do you feel that you sleep with insomnia?
So there are some nights where I barely sleep anything. I'll get maybe 30 minutes of sleep before going to work. And I've been doing it so long that I'm able to function normally throughout the day. And sometimes it goes 2-3 days with 30, 40 minutes of sleep. And then I finally crash out and sleep 10, 12 hours, maybe on the third or fourth day.
Do you feel that anything worsens this or helps you? Like, how does caffeine affect your sleep, or does it affect you at all, like your energy levels through the day or your ability to sleep at night?
So I consume so much caffeine nowadays that coffee is just for the taste more than anything. What helps me stay awake is moving around and staying functional, because once I sit down, then it's game over.
You also suffer from ADHD. That ADHD affects your sleep or affects you throughout the day, or has any impact on your insomnia if you feel that it does at all?
So I work on cars for a living. So when my ADHD allows me to take on more than one task at a time. So I'm able to do a lot more than my other coworkers. So I guess the ADHD helps with that.
But does it affect your ability to like sleep or your insomnia in any way that you can think of, or is it completely separate?
Oh, it for surely does. Because with ADHD, I get distracted easily. So I'll pick up my phone to check something, and next thing you know, it's 4 a.m. and I'm still scrolling on TikTok.
Because I also suffer from anxiety alongside my insomnia, and I feel that that also holds some impact on that. So I just thought it was important to note that other conditions could exacerbate the insomniatic condition. Jose is also a father to a 5-year-old little boy. And how do you feel that that has affected, if at all, your insomnia?
So I don't think it's affected my insomnia at all. It just means I have to be more productive throughout the day. So I feel like it's... hasn't changed anything at all.
Do you think it's contributed to life stressors that you feel have maybe affected your ability to sleep?
I'm not too sure about that.
Okay.
So I would have to say it's probably... Can you repeat the question one more time, please?
Yeah. When do you feel that your insomnia has sort of hit a peak, so been worse than other times in your life?
So it probably has a lot to do with work stress. Sometimes that really gets to me and I'm up all night like thinking about work, and that really piques my insomnia to the point where I'm up all night.
So it's not a specific time in your life, it's just specific like events?
Yes, correct.
I feel like that's how my insomnia is too, similar in that way. I feel like my insomnia is at its peak when I have an exam coming up, or when I'm worried about a score coming out, or just, I guess, very consistent during the academic calendar. And I feel like it is related to that type of stress as well. While it's not the same, like, work, but academic-wise. Feel that insomnia impacts your daily life?
So it doesn't really affect me much. When it starts to affect me, it's like on day 2 or 3. That's when I start getting irritated quicker, and I don't have the patience to do what I normally do. Mm-hmm. And that's when I know it's like, okay, it's time. It's time to get some sleep.
Do you feel that insomnia has affected relationships in your life, like with your wife, child, siblings, parents, friends?
Yes, it has, due to the fact that, well, since on day 2 or 3, I feel irritated. So any little thing just sets me off, and it creates issues throughout my home life and everything.
I can confirm his irritability does affect the way that people sometimes, how they want to speak to him. Because I know personally as his sister, sometimes he's really agitated. It makes me not want to talk to him, but I feel like that is vice versa as well. I feel like for me, insomnia more so affects my life as I'm worried about sleep throughout my day and worried about how much I'm going to get, because I feel that I also am worried about performing worse academically because of my sleep. And then I'm worried about my academics, and I'm worried about how my academics will affect my sleep while I'm worried about how my sleep is affected. So for me, it's kind of a bit of a cycle, and I feel that I also experience irritability, but I feel like a similar way that we experience insomnia is that it doesn't affect me too much in my daily life, or like a noticeable amount. And similarly with him, caffeine, I feel, doesn't have an effect anymore, but I do also enjoy it for the taste, and it doesn't affect my ability to sleep later on, but I feel that it does affect my anxiety, which causes that to spike, which I feel like has some effect on my sleep later on in the day.
So what was the question one more time?
How do you feel that insomnia has an impact on your lifestyle and your habits, like your ability to feel energized enough to exercise throughout the day, or your even eating habits? Do you feel like because you can't sleep at night, you have a tendency to maybe eat more or less throughout the day or the night?
So that all depends on which day I'm on, because if I'm on like the third day of little to no sleep, then that's when issues start happening and I start feeling a lot more tired. My eating schedule changes to the point where I'm eating very little. And also, my caffeine intake starts to increase towards the third day. So instead of having a regular coffee in the morning, first thing in the morning, and 2 before lunch, I'm usually on my 5th or 6th cup by the time I hit lunch. And then by the time I'm off of work, I've already finished another 2 canned energy drinks.
Yeah. I feel that for me, it definitely impacts like my energy throughout the day. I still do my best to get exercise in every day, but it does impact like my eating habits. I feel that I eat less throughout the day when I am experiencing heavy insomnia for a few days, and it kind of depletes suppresses my hunger, so I don't really get as hungry. So that definitely impacts my eating habits. For caffeine wise, I feel that it's not solely based on my insomnia, it's based on what I have to do that day and how tired I am. So if I'm studying for a test, I will have like a coffee and 2 energy drinks, or I'll have 3 energy drinks, which isn't good at all, but it's something that I feel necessary based on what I have to do, how much I need to be awake, and how awake I am currently. When you're experiencing insomnia, do you ever feel any frustrations, anxieties, or just angry about your inability to sleep?
Not really the inability to sleep, it doesn't really affect that, but it does make me more irritated and more likely to do stuff out of impulse instead of thinking it through.
So you'd say it more impacts your ability to think through your actions before doing them?
Yes.
Do you feel like that's very present in your life, and do you feel that has affected your life in one way or another?
Oh, absolutely. Due to being to impulse, I have purchased things that I should have never purchased, and I have done things that were probably not the greatest of ideas.
Yeah, as a sister, I can say that he definitely buys random stuff off, like, Timu or something when he's bored, or he just says things that later on get him into trouble. And that's definitely been prevalent throughout my childhood growing up with him, and definitely his childhood, teenage years, and adulthood. For me, I feel like I'm not necessarily impulsive because of my insomnia. I feel that it makes me overthink things because I feel that I'm not being rational because I lack sleep, and it's something that does frustrate me when I can't sleep because I know that I have to, and I know all the implications that arise from not sleeping, and it definitely makes me angry at times where I'm doing everything I can to sleep and I just can't, and I know that it's gonna affect me the next day where I know that I have something that I need to do in the morning, and it's not something that I can do presently in present time, because when I am suffering from insomnia throughout the week, I try to do assignments or do things that I need to do because I don't like wasting time, and I feel that for me, my insomnia to me feels like a big waste of my time because I should be able to sleep normally, but my brain just doesn't function that way, and I definitely feel that irritability as well. Rich, how long do you say, or do you think that you have to be trying consciously to go to bed before you're able to?
Oh, that's a tricky question. It all depends on whether I grab my phone or not. If I'm able to leave my phone far away from me and not touch my phone, then sometimes it takes me 2-3 hours to go to sleep. But if I have my phone in my hand, then it's just game over.
On average, how many times a week do you feel that you can have your bedtime routine and stuff like that without the need of your phone?
That's a tricky question.
Do you feel like it's rare?
Yeah, it's very rare.
And do you feel like your phone usage deeply impacts your ability to sleep?
It does pay. So it affects my ability to sleep because once I start scrolling, it's kind of, I lose track of time, and then it's just no bueno.
Do you feel like you have a dependency on your phone and phone usage and able to, I guess, rewind and reach relaxation, but then it's hard to cut that off to be able to go to bed?
Yes and no. Because I'm able to be without my phone, but once I start on my phone, then it's kind of addictive.
Do you feel that when you don't grab your phone at night, you're able to fall asleep faster, be asleep for a more consistent amount of time? Or is it something that you do because you know you won't be able to sleep?
Yeah, it's mostly due to the fact that I know I'm not going to be able to pass out, so it's just something to do instead of staring at a dark ceiling.
Yeah, I definitely feel that as well. Sometimes I'll, like I've said, like, I'll grab. I feel like insomnia has affected my life to a, I'd say, great degree in a lot of different aspects, but it's not something that makes my quality of life that much more diminished. Is that something that you feel similarly?
Yes.